Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question, I get made fun of at school for being LDS. I know I need to stand up for my beliefs, but it's so hard. How do I become brave enough? Response from the New Era. You're right that you need bravery to confront this situation. After all, Jesus Christ has commanded, Arise and shine forth, that thy light may be a standard for the nations. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 5. But having the courage to let your light shine may or may not mean speaking up against those who mock you. In either case, you can let the opposition inspire you to be better. As you work hard to strengthen your testimony, you can develop the kind of quiet courage that will help you speak up or simply continue doing what is right, even if others mock. Being teased can be upsetting, but remember that you can pray to be filled with charity so that others can feel Christ's love through you. See Moroni, chapter 7, verse 48. Because every situation is unique, seek the guidance of the Spirit to know how to respond in a Christ-like way in each instance. Depending on the situation, it might be best to speak privately with those who have made fun of you or even to just ignore unfriendly taunts while continuing to live your beliefs. If others aren't interested in listening to what you have to say, your example of kindness, forgiveness, and sincerity may be the best message you can send.
Responses from New Era readers. Show true courage. Those who make fun of you may not stop simply because you get brave enough to ask them to stop, but they might stop when you exert your courage by living what you are, a Latter-day Saint. Before you know it, the radiance of our Heavenly Father's approval will shine on you, hopefully opening their eyes to the restored gospel in your life. Bright You, age 17, Imo State, Nigeria.
Find strength in the basics. Prayer and fasting are important because they will help you be able to face the jokes and challenges at school, just as Jesus Christ faced much mocking when he was here on earth. They will help you develop more love and patience towards people. Walter C., 15, Jaen, Peru.
Be guided through prayer. For a long time, I was the only member in my school. My closest friends seemed to understand me, but other school friends made fun of me. One day, I prayed and felt the need to talk with one of them, who encouraged the others to make fun of me. I explained that I didn't feel angry at him, but I asked him to give me the respect he'd like to have. After hearing our conversation, one of my teachers always defended me when he saw something happen. I know that the Lord will be with you as you talk with these people. Chanela S., 14, Pangasinan, Philippines.
Build your testimony. First, gain a testimony of the truths you want to share with others. Then have love for the people making fun and don't get into arguments, because contention is never supported by God. See 3 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 29. Most important, strive to have the Spirit always with you. The Spirit will help you have more love and more courage, and He will make your words powerful. Julia F., age 19, Hesse, Germany.
Love your enemies. I have been in similar situations. If you have faith and humble yourself, you will be blessed with strength and faith that you need to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and pray for them. Matthew 5:44. I'd encourage you to search the scriptures for answers on how to be strong. Pray when you are feeling alone in your faith. Romans 8:31 says, What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You have God on your side. Anything is possible. Regan T., 15, Utah, USA.
Don't be afraid. Speak about your religion more often or purposely do things to bring it up. I was in a similar situation and wrote, I love being LDS on my backpack. By doing so, I opened the door to several missionary opportunities and showed people that I wasn't afraid to let them know I am LDS. Whatever you do, don't let them get to you. Pray for them and for yourself. Soon you'll find that if you focus on saving others' souls, you won't be as afraid to let them know the truth of our Father's gospel. Savannah P., age 14, Texas, USA.
Sidebar: the courage of our convictions. It is often difficult to be different and to stand alone in a crowd. It is natural to fear what others might think or say. Comforting are the words of the psalm, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 27, verse 1. As we make Christ the center of our lives, our fears will be replaced by the courage of our convictions. President Thomas S. Monson, be an example and a light. Ensign, November 2015, page 88. Upcoming question: how can I know God is listening to my prayers? Send your answer and photo by May 15, 2016. Go to newera.lds.org, click Submit Your Work, sign in with your LDS account, and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, questions and answers.